Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. It's Friday, and all the regular features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and more right here on WGN. And right now, though, I want to welcome to the show someone we've had on before. Dennis Walkowitz is the new general manager of the Patio Theater. And the Patio Theater is a beautiful theater located at 6008 West Irving Park Road. It's Irving and Austin in Chicago. He's taken over as general manager for the Patio, and he was general manager for the Portage Theater just some blocks away, some blocks east over on Milwaukee at Six Corners for a while, and did some wonderful work there. We're going to be talking about the free movie series, the classic film screenings, and a lot more. Dennis's involvement in the Silent Film Society of Chicago is also under the name Jay Warren. He is a fantastic organist and has done organ work with the Silent Film Society. And, you know, our friend Matthew Hoffman at the Park Ridge Film Series, he works with Matthew as well. And he's just a great guy all the way around, and we want to talk to him this morning. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Just fine, Nick. How are you doing?
All right. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be on. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your interest in going back to the Silent Film Society and before that. Now, when you were a kid, did you see a lot of silent movies? Did you grow up watching films?
Well, actually, yes. Yeah. We kind of just discovered silent films on the WTTW. Had a silent film series and kind of stumbled on that. And it kind of piqued my interest because prior to seeing a lot of these on WTTW, we were subjected to Keystone Cops and Pie in the Face and all this. And suddenly one day here was Battleship Potemkin, a very heavy film.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away by the power of it all. And I got hooked. So I was like 11 years old, and I said, wow, this is for me.
Yeah. Now, were you a musician at a young age? Did you play the organ? Did you play piano at a young age?
Well, as a good Polish kid on the north side, it wasn't the piano, it wasn't the organ, it was the accordion.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. And many lessons. And then I saw the organ was a much cooler instrument, so we kind of morphed into that. So, yeah.
So you started, do you ever bust out the accordion anymore, Dennis?
Boy, I don't, unfortunately. I don't think I picked it up in 20 years, but it's on my list of things to do.
Ah, okay. All right. So when did you start playing the organ with movies? Can you talk about your first experience doing that?
Sure. I always tell everybody I was managing the Gateway Theater at the time, and I was hiring organists to play the silent films, and the guys we were hiring were very fine musicians, but they really weren't silent film accompanists, as I found out. I said, well, I could do better than that, being an organist. And I had a church gig for a while, and so I scheduled myself to play Hunchback in Notre Dame three consecutive nights, and I thought I had everything really tightly packaged. And got up there, and after about 15 minutes, I blew my wad. That's it. You know, I thought this stuff is going to carry me through the night, and it didn't. So I realized how much I didn't know and how much work was ahead of me, and it was a challenge. And I loved the silent films. I loved the silent film accompaniment. And so I just rolled up the sleeves and went to work, and it's been a labor of love.
And, you know, you just mentioned there is a difference between just being a competent and good musician and the art of actually accompanying a silent film. Can you talk a little bit about the differences and what are the challenges of being a good organ accompanist to a silent film?
Well, when you're doing a silent film, you want to become invisible after a while. So many people say after the film, they say, you know, we didn't even realize you were playing after a while. And so that's the biggest compliment a silent film organist can ever hear, because we became part of the film. So what we do is we'll develop themes for the major characters, the good guy, the bad guy, the leading lady, the heroine, and we'll work those themes into the film, and they'll reoccur through the film, and we change the key. We'll change the cadence, we'll change the organ registration, and then we have a lot of action music that goes with that. So we just kind of put all these things together, and The dividends pay off with the themes, because at the end of the film, you have this big finale theme that you've been kind of hearing in the background here and there throughout the film. So it ties in very nicely. So that's kind of our game plan, if you would.
Now, when you show a silent film nowadays, and people who watch silent movies, they come with a soundtrack, like a music soundtrack that goes along with it. When you do a silent film, do you follow that score, or do you do your own?
Sometimes there we pick up music that was part of the original score. Not the easiest thing to come across. There are cue sheets, which we also use. They were issued by the studios to the organist, mm-hmm. and they would be like 8 bars of music. It would say, the robbers enter the bank, and you play robbers enter the bank music, which they played for you, until you get to the next cue, which might be she slams the door. So then you play that music from that point on. Now, the music on the soundtracks, we generally don't do those. We kind of incorporate the cue sheet, our own compositions. And then there's also one thing that we use is silent film music that was written by a guy by the name J.S. Zamishnik. And he wrote tons and tons and tons of silent film music. And this music is titled Indians Sneaking Up in the Woods or Burglars on the Prowl. So you play these Burglars on the Prowl music or mm-hmm. or Cavalry Charge.
And I bet we would recognize a lot of these themes.
You might. Yeah. Sometimes they're underscored from classical pieces. They're not the classical piece, but they're kind of scored under the melody, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So
and they fit very well.
Yeah. And it's also important to know what's happening in the movie. Now, do you ever just watch how often do you rehearse? Do you watch the movie over and over? And I mean, I'm sure now there are so many classic films that you've accompanied that, you know, at this point it's probably by rote. But when you first started, did you have to practice and watch the movie over and over and over again to get your cues and your music correct?
Well, back then we didn't have the luxury of DVDs or even VHS. It was the film that came in, and if we were lucky, we got to see it once before we actually performed the musical score.
Wow!
So that was rough. So we would have to read about it, and hopefully, the one time we got to see it before the actual public screening, we paid great attention to it, and so it's a lot easier nowadays because I can watch the DVD. Take notes. I never practiced playing with it. I just take notes, and I develop my themes on the side and then put it all together right in the theater.
Well, tell me about the Silent Film Society of Chicago and how long it's been around.
Well, it came about, if you would, in the late 90s. Somebody said, you know, there should be a silent film club. And so we put a moniker of the Silent Film Society of Chicago on it, just to make it sound a little snooty. and so it's essentially a silent film club. Society is a nice term, but
sure.
We did our first official screening at the Pickwick Theater when I did Phantom of the Opera, and somehow 900 people showed up, so we were on our way.
And how long that was in the 90s, and it's been, how often do you do this, the silent films?
We do one about either sponsored by the society or sometimes I get hired out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But generally it ends up being once a month, and then we have our festival in the summertime.
The festival in the summertime, yeah. Right. And that should be coming up then, right? What do you guys have? Do you have it coming up in June?
Actually, it comes this year. We're going to do something different. We're going to do it all in 1 week, and we've got it scheduled for August.
Oh, it's in August.
The Silent Summer Film Festival.
Okay.
We used to do every Friday. We're just putting a different twist on it this year, just to see what happens.
Okay. All right. Great. Now we're going to take a break. Dennis, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your involvement with the Patio Theater, which is a theater that I have a lot of memories attached to. And my folks, by the way, live right around the corner from the patio.
Cool.
And cool. I want to talk about your involvement with the Patio and the Portage Theater. I happen to live in Old Irving Park, so I'm a Northwest side guy.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that and some of the great things that you have planned there. Okay, hang on. Okay, Dennis?
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Sure. Hang on a second. That's Dennis Walkowitz. Dennis Walkowitz is the new general manager of the Patio Theater. He has an involvement in the Silent Film Society of Chicago. He also is an organist with working with Matthew Hoffman in the Park Ridge Film Series. And we're going to talk about what he has planned for the Patio Theater on the northwest side of Chicago. That's all coming up. We're going to take a break for the news. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our talk and text. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And we got You Big Dummy, Nick D Show Spies, and Straight Out of Context all coming up right here on your Friday morning. But right now we're talking with Dennis Walkowitz. Dennis has been around for a long time. He's also known as Jay Warren. He's a great silent film organ accompanist and a great musician. And a lover of movies and old movie palaces. And he has been named the new general manager of the Patio Theater here in Chicago on the northwest side at 6008 West Irving Park, Irving Park Road, and Austin. And we're going to talk about the free movie series, the classic film screenings that are going to be happening. You can check out patiotheater.net for more information. And we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Dennis, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
All
great
right.
to be here.
Hey, let me ask you, before we get into the patio stuff, we were talking about your work as an organ accompanist on silent films. Do you have a favorite silent film that you like to accompany, or do you have a couple of favorites?
I love doing Wings, the great World War One epic starring Buddy Rogers and Richard Ireland and Clara Bow.
The first Best Picture winner, Oscar.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yes, Best Picture and little known award for Best Intertitles too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you like accompanying Wings, yeah?
Wings, and then Clara Bow must be on my list because I love doing the It film. Mm-hmm. She became famous as the It Girl. So It, 1927, directed by Clarence Badger. Mm-hmm. So that's just. A real cute comedy.
Yeah. Well, and you also must have an emotional attachment to Phantom of the Opera.
Well, yeah. I think after you've done it about 25 times,
yeah.
it becomes less of an attachment. But, yes, the Phantom of the Opera is a great film because it's a good hook for people who have not seen a silent film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good film. It's fast-paced, and it's got some creaky and spooky moments in there. And,
yeah.
Quite horrific, maybe even.
Yeah, so I've seen Phantom of the Opera with an organ accompaniment. It's spectacular. It really is.
Yes,
it's so much
truly.
Fun. And now truly. Let's very quickly talk about the Park Ridge Film Series. You've been working with Matthew C. Hoffman on that, and you play some great music on the Wurlitzer there at the Pickwick Theater, and you'll be there on May 17th for Captain Blood.
That's right. So I'm. Got to be in two places at once, but I'll be there at the Pickwick. I made a commitment to Matthew a long time ago, and I just came out to the patio. So I have one of my colleagues covering for me at the patio that night.
Okay. Well, what's going on at the patio that night?
That night we're having Lost Horizon.
Oh, Lost Horizon. Beautiful. Yeah. Now, that's part of the classic film series that you're going to be doing on Tuesday nights.
That's correct.
Yeah, tell us about that and how that started at the Patio Theater.
Well, when I came on board, I was driving by the patio, and it seemed to be more closed than was open.
Yep,
so
yep. And
I
got to tell you, Dennis, I visit my parents frequently, and like I said, they live right around the corner from the patio, and every time I'd go past there, it would frustrate me because it's such a beautiful theater, and to see it not being used was frustrating.
Right, and same here. I just, it was just a shame to see it just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually reached out to Charlie Burns, the operator, and I said, hey, you need me to come aboard and let's get this thing going. And he said, okay. So the next day, there I was. So he's very conscious about getting the community involved and what the patio is doing. I used to actually project there 30 years ago a couple times a week, and so I knew the theater pretty well. And he said, well, let's get some classic films going, you know, old-time stuff, and recall the heyday of the golden era of going to the movies. And so we put together a short 8-week series here to see how it would go and what people want. And so we had our first, that was 42nd Street. We're planting seeds, and we hope that people will come out to see some of these great films. It's a great screen. It's a huge screen, 40 foot wide, and it's got a wonderful image. So you won't be disappointed if you come out.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful theater, just an old beautiful auditorium, and it's got the stars on the ceilings and the whole lot. It's just a great experience. Now let me let people know that it's going to be every Tuesday through June 21st. And
that's right.
The movies are going to start at 7:30, and the tickets are $5. And
and we threw a couple of vintage newsreels in there just before the film.
Oh, that's great! Yeah,
yeah.
And the next one is going to be on Tuesday, May 10th, and it's on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which is one of the more, I think, underrated Bond movies.
Yes, it's George Lazenby as James Bond. They called him the new James Bond, and it's a good film. And like you say, it is very underrated, and I think there's kind of a cult following for that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope the cult comes out.
Yeah, come on out. And guys, again, Patio Theater is at Irving Park and Austin in Chicago, and it's a beautiful theater. It's only $5, and these are going to be on Tuesday nights. On May 17th, we mentioned Lost Horizon, directed by Frank Capra. May 24th, I'm so glad that you guys chose this movie. It's a Billy Wilder movie, and Billy Wilder made very few bad movies, if any. And a lot of the movies that Billy Wilder are responsible for, some of the greatest films ever made.
A real genius.
Yeah, and you guys chose a great one. You chose 1, 2, 3.
Right. That's a great film. I remember going to see it as a kid, and it was just so entertaining. And I didn't quite grasp the whole Berlin Wall thing at the time and the Brandenburg Gate. I was only 10 years old, but I've seen it several times since. And I said, boy, this would be great to see on the big screen again.
Yeah.
So personal preference, and a lot of people seem to like that selection.
No, it's an unusual one that you don't get to see very often. Jimmy Cagney's in it, and it's a terrific film. And then on May 31st, you're harkening back to my teenage years on May 31st, Dennis. You guys are going to be showing Caddyshack, directed by Harold Ramis, on the big screen. Again, only $5.
Right. And Rodney Dangerfield, Chevy Chase, and Bill Murray.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It is.
June 7th, you're going to be competing with me that night, Dennis.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's okay. You're showing All About Eve. I will be showing Raiders of the Lost Ark at my film club. But All About Eve, $5 at the Patio. Another great film. And then June 14th, this one should be a big one for you guys, I would imagine, Dennis. On Tuesday, June 14th, for only $5, on the big screen at the beautiful Patio Theater, Gone with the Wind.
Right. Every time we had run that in the past, even going back to the pre-restoration days when I used to be at the Gateway, that was always a big draw. So I know we ran it, or Matthew ran it at the Pickwick, and got a big crowd for that too. So we'd like to have the people in the neighborhood come out for this one.
Right.
And what more can you say? Gone with the Wind. The Academy Awards.
Tuesday, June 14th, and to see it on the big screen at the beautiful Patio Theater for only $5, that's a special thing. Then closing out the series will be That Night in Reno on June 21st.
Right, That Night in Rio with Carmen Miranda, Alice Faye, and Don Ameche. Just a lot of silliness, but some great dance and song routines by Carmen Miranda, the Brazilian bombshell, they used to call her.
Right. Now you mentioned the neighborhood, and it is a great neighborhood. Again, like I said, I'm I'm kind of a part of it. I'm a little further east, but my parents are right there, and it's a really wonderful neighborhood. How has the neighborhood been responding to what you guys are trying to do with the patio? And I know the patio is attempting to get a liquor license, and if you serve beer and wine, every theater now does that, Dennis. Every single theater now serves beer and wine. And
right.
So how is that going, and how's the neighborhood responding to what you guys are trying to do with the patio?
Well, you know, the patio came under scrutiny by the neighborhood. People were worried what's going to happen to it, what kind of programming is going to go in there, and now they want a liquor license. And so it was just a lot of trying to turn the corner image-wise, because as you know, it is a great theater, and we want to present good films there. So we developed the classic film series. We have the free films coming on. We're reaching out to independent filmmakers to create kind of a film community there at the patio. Now, the liquor, of course, all the theaters are coming on board with liquor. We were one of the first when we did that at the Portage. We had beer, wine, and hard liquor available.
Yeah.
And everybody does it. You have to catch up with your competition. So that's where we're at, and we're applying for the license as we speak, and we're going to hope that that goes through so we can continue with the programming there. Because let's face it, the liquor is profitable.
Oh, it is. And like I said, I mean, if you go to, I mean, you know, the Music Box has made a ton of money opening up the beer and wine sales. I mean, you know, every time I go to the Music Box now, there's a line a mile long to get a bottle, to get a, you know, glass of wine or a beer.
And they got the real nice little cafe there too.
Yeah, they've got the little cafe next door and everything. And I'll tell you what, I've been to the Music Box many, many times after they started selling liquor, and no one gets out of hand. Nobody gets out of control or anything. It's not like people are going there to get smashed. A lot of people just go there, maybe have a glass of wine or two while they're watching the movie.
Right. We're upgrading the concession menu. Right now we're redoing a lot of the concession work there, putting in new plumbing, and so we'll be able to upgrade the concession
right.
menu,
which
complement the liquor too.
Yeah, not even as much as the liquor. Now you guys are doing things that I think are really great. That are they seem minute, but they're a big deal. Like for instance, you're going to install the soda fountains now, so that pop comes out of a fountain instead of. Because it's a big difference between getting like a nice cup with a straw, old school style, or an aluminum can. And you guys are also changing the color of the bags of popcorn, so it's more brightly colored. And it seems little, but those are big things, right, Dennis?
Well, that's exactly the way it should be. We're not sure. Being a new guy on board over there, I'm not sure why they ever discontinued the fountain service and they went to cans. So. But we're not looking back, we're looking forward. So, we want to have all the niceties and the fun of going to the movies.
Right.
And that's part of it, you know, having the soda available via a fountain.
Well, you know, I'm with you 100%. I think all of these changes, including getting the liquor license, are a really good thing for the theater, for the neighborhood as well. And I hope it all goes through. But I just love what you want to do with the patio. Dennis, hang on. I want to talk about the free film series on Saturday and Fridays coming up, okay?
Sure.
Hang on, Dennis. Dennis Walkowitz is here. And I think what he's trying to do to the theater is a great, great thing. He did great work with the Portage Theater, also on the Northwest side, and now trying to get the patio up and running as it should be, because it's a gorgeous, gorgeous theater. You can check out patiotheater.net, and you can check out our Facebook page for more information. We'll come back and talk more with Dennis right after we take a break on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi, welcome back. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And Nick D Show Spies, Straight Outta Context, and You Big Dummy. All the regular stuff you hear on Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. And if you go to our Facebook page, you will find a link to all the information with my guest, Dennis Walkowitz. And he is currently the general manager of the Patio Theater on the Northwest side in Chicago at 6008 West Irving Park. They are offering a classic movie series on Tuesdays, every Tuesday through June 21st. Classic movies for only $5 on the beautiful big screen. Starts at 7:30. Movies like Caddyshack, 1, 2, 3, All About Eve, Gone with the Wind, Lost Horizon, and more. And there have been some free movies that have been shown and are going to be shown. Starting actually, we'll get another one coming up tomorrow night at the Patio Theater, and it's a big one. Dennis, welcome back, sir.
Hey, Nick, thank you.
Sure. All right, let's talk about the free film series that's been happening, the free movie series on Fridays and Saturdays, coming up tomorrow night for free. Again, this is free at the Patio Theater. You're showing Jaws.
Right, Jaws on Saturday night. Doors open at 7, and program begins at 7:30, and the best part, like you say, it's free. So and it's on the big screen.
Yeah,
we worked on the projector. It looks wonderful.
And you you showed what was the one that the first one you showed? It was just a couple of weeks.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which one?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park. How'd that go?
It was great. We had a wonderful turnout.
Yeah.
You know, mom, dad, and the kids all came out. It was a real family affair.
Mm-hmm.
And people were enthusiastic, so we're hoping more of the same.
Oh, that's great. And so Jaws is tomorrow night, and then on Friday, May 20th, for free at the Patio Theater, The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club, right.
Yeah.
It's another one that we're hoping people will come out to see. And then on the 28th of May, we've got Back to the Future. It's a Saturday.
Right, Saturday, so, May 28th, Back to the Future. I guarantee you, Dennis, that one will be packed. I, for one, am going to be there for sure. There's no way I'm going to miss that.
It's a great film.
Yeah,
one
of my favorite movies of all time, and to see it at the Patio Theater for free is amazing. And so that's on Saturday, May 28th, and you know that's a holiday weekend, so I think you guys might get a real big crowd for that one.
I think so. You know, there's a lot of people that you know aren't going out of town, and you know, there's no Blackhawks, so so come out to the film for free, and you know, bring the gang, bring the family.
Absolutely. And here's my message to everybody who goes: when you go to see these movies for free, Jaws tomorrow night, Friday May 20th, The Breakfast Club, and Saturday May 28th, The Great Back to the Future. When you go for free to see these great movies, buy concessions. That's what I'm saying. Be very hungry and be very thirsty and buy plenty of candy and popcorn and pop and stuff like that. Just spend a lot of money on concessions so that these programs can continue at the Patio Theater. Dennis, tell me a little bit about some of the things that you did at the Portage that you were so proud of.
Well, you know, there was another place that was bothering me. Drive by and it's closed. It was closed for 5 or 6 years. And it was pretty deteriorated. But the big challenge there was it had been divided into two cinemas.
Right.
And we took down the wall, returned it to one big auditorium. The bad thing about that, though, was all the seats were reconfigured for the screens in each of the little theaters. So we had to move all the seats around and have them face the new screen. And then they had all this ductwork was poked through the ceiling, and it was exposed. It was a real mess. And so putting it back together was a challenge in itself, and getting the licensing. And we had some good people helping us out. Then came the programming. We opened up, of course, with my favorite, a silent film.
Yeah.
And you know, we had the festival there for many years, and it was just a labor of love. And once again, we had live shows there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We expanded the stage because there was an old vaudeville house, but believe it or not, the stage was only 4 feet deep. So we brought it out to make the total stage 30 feet. So that was a challenge, and an expensive challenge,
yeah,
too. But we needed it, and it worked. So we were able to show films, and the next day or the same day we could do a live show. So it worked out very well.
Yeah. And you're working with some of the same people over at the Patio now, right?
Yes. We brought some of our crew with us over there, some of our tech people. And so we're on the same page in that regard. They know what I want done, and I know they can do it, and so we work well together.
And so, in addition to the classic film series on Tuesdays, the free movies that are be coming up here, you are also, like, you showed Game 7 of the Blackhawks Blues series. Are you planning on doing some other events like that?
I definitely so. We put that together at the last minute, and boy, I hate to go back to it, but what a beautiful image that was! Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and yeah, it was too bad they didn't win.
Right,
but it was a great image, and they have more. Charlie Burns, the operator.
Yeah.
We're looking into some long-term licensing for live sporting events.
Well, yeah, you know, I hope you get that all fixed by and ready to go by October, because I got a feeling that the way the Cubs are playing, you might be broadcasting some games at the Patio Theater in October.
Yeah, and not only the Cubs,
and the Sox
are doing pretty good too.
Yeah, and the Sox.
Would that be something?
It would be amazing. Well, listen, Dennis, I always enjoy your work. And as Jay Warren, the organist, and as Dennis Walkowitz, just a great guy in general. Good luck with the Patio Theater. I'm behind you 100%. Anytime you want to come on and talk about what's happening at the Patio, please do. It's a place that's near and dear to my heart. I went there a lot when I was in high school. I went to high school right down the street. And like I said, my parents live right around the corner, and it's a beautiful theater, and it should be used for the kind of things that you're doing. And I support it 100%.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to spread the word about the Patio.
You got it. Okay, Dennis, thanks. Anytime.
Thanks, Nick.
Take care. Dennis Walkowitz, who is the general manager of the Patio Theater, truly a beautiful, old-fashioned, classic movie auditorium, a beautiful place. If you've never been, you should go. And there's a lot of reasons to go now. You can check out patiotheater.net. I'm so glad that this place is up and running and that Dennis is behind it and that they're trying to get a liquor license and they're changing the concessions and making it more up-to-date. It means a lot, and it's a gorgeous theater, and some really great stuff is going to be happening there. So check out patiotheater.net, or you can call 773-283-7244. Check out the Patio Theater and go. And if you go to those free movies tomorrow, if you go to see Jaws, and in a couple of weeks, if you see The Breakfast Club, and at the end of the month, Back to the Future, it's free in a beautiful theater. Buy concessions. That's all I'm saying. Spend some money while you're there. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.